We wake up in the morning, and pretty much the first thing we do is we open our eyes. And the Sefer HaRukeach explains that when we're asleep at night, we're blind, we can't see. When we open our eyes in the morning, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for seeing the light, for the fact that we can see again. He explains the significance of the fact that this bracha has 8 words. And this actually refers to 8 different praises or thanks that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we get to Pekeach Evrem. And this is something we say at a later point in davening in the Hallelukas. Halleluka, Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, etc. And we carry on. He's Oysa Shemayim Va'aretz, Asayam, Hashem Emes La'aylam, Oysa Mishpat La'ashekem, Oysa Nechem, Matar Asirim, and then we get to Pekeach Evrem. This idea of Pekeach Evrem is not just that we physically open our eyes. It's actually much deeper than that. Because our eyes can be physically open, but we can actually lack the ability to see. In fact, the Malbim on that pasuk of Hashem Ohev Tzadikim says, because Hashem loves the Tzadikim, he gives them special hashkacha to the point where he opens their eyes, not just their physical eyes, but also the Einei HaSeichel. Bein Einei HaSeichel, Bein Einei Gashmi and Mamish. It's all Alpi HaNes. I don't know if you've ever lost something before, but happens quite a lot in our house. And we say, Amar Rabbi Yamin, HaKol B'chazka Simen HaShakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Senei. Everybody is basically blind until Hashem opens up our eyes. We can see things, but we don't notice them. And if we don't notice them, they might as well not exist. Comes up in the Torah, especially with Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar, vayar, kisar lirais, vayar. Moshe Rabbeinu is constantly noticing. In order to be a leader, you can't live in your own space. You can't be a space cadet. You can't be oblivious. You have to notice the things that are going on around you. So Pekeach Evrem isn't just, wow, I have the miracle of sight. Perhaps also the fact that I have the ability to notice, that I have insight, that I can see what's really going on with my seichel, that I can be totally aware of my surroundings and that I can know how to interact with it. There's a deeper level as well, and that is that the Sfarna explains on that pasuk of Hashem Pekeach Evrem, Ivrei Lev Bagalus, those that are blind in Galus. In fact, the Lashon of Geula is always to do with Re'iyah. V'sechezena einenu b'shuvah chalat Tzion b'rachamim ka'ayim ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion v'einenu serena malchusecha. You name it. Geula is all about Re'iyah. Galus, on the other hand, is all about darkness. It's all about dima. It's all about confusion, tears that obscure vision. Geula is the ability to see clearly. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank him for opening our eyes. We are not just thanking him for physical sight. We're thanking him for the ability to perceive, to notice, to understand. To have our eyes opened wide so that we can actually see spirituality. We can see Ruchnius as being a reality. That's what Geula is. It's possible to walk around this world for an entire lifetime and be blind. Be blind to spirituality because it's not something you can see with your physical eyes. Pekeach Evrem. Hashem opens our eyes. Not just our physical eyes, but our spiritual, our intellectual eyes as well. And please God, when we do that, we'll witness the fulfillment of the pasuk. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion, will really behold Hashem's return.